Acts of the Minor Prophets. First, it must be noted that the term minor, as opposed to major, refers only to the comparative amount of material in a given book, nor is there any placement according to the relative spiritual importance. These 12 books are every bit as important in content as other books in the Bible. The first five books are not in any particular order of length or order of chronology. In fact, particularly the books of Joel and Obadiah, the scholars and commentators cannot agree on the dating of these two books. The lack of specific dating has no effect on the spiritual value. The later books are in close chronological order. Today we consider the book of Hosea, whose name means salvation. In the Bible, perhaps more so in the Old Testament, the meaning of a name was to express the important bit of information on the character of the person. Consider the third commandment. About what is God concerned? His name. I suggest we have, for the most part, lost the importance and absolute respect due to names, which is plural. He has many names to express his many characters. Ask yourself, am I careful about the use of God's name? Hosea was a prophet to Israel, the northern kingdom, at a time in its prosperous peak under Jeroboam II through its decline and ultimate destruction by Assyria in 722 BC. God had made his word plain about the requirements for his people to be faithful to him if they were to continue under the umbrella of his protection and blessing. He provided a steady crop of prophets to remind the Jews of his covenant. He often required the prophet to act out, in the people's presence, visual depictions of the message. For instance, Isaiah had to walk around naked to illustrate the plight of the people without God. Jeremiah and Ezekiel had similar charades to act out. Hosea was commanded by God to take a wife that would prove to be adulterous to Hosea, to illustrate Israel's spiritual infidelity to God. This was God's last attempt to call the Israelites to repent for their unremitting worship of idols. God clearly revealed his love. Gomer and Hosea soon have a son, which is given the name of Jezreel. Remember, names have specific values or meanings. Jezreel is symbolic of the Jehu slaughter of the decimation of Ahab's family. The message is that God is about to decimate and put an end to the house of Israel, the northern kingdom. The second child was named Lo-Ruhamah, literally meaning one not loved. God is telling Israel it is time for his patience to come to an end, and judgment must be visited on a sinful, rebellious people. The third child, a son, was named Lo-Ami, meaning, you are not my people, and I am not your God. Gomer deserts her husband and children to indulge in immoral behavior and worship of Baal. Now Hosea has to demonstrate God's love for his people in a new way. Gomer is being sold as a slave because of her debts. Hosea has to show his love by buying her back at great cost to himself, just as God would do as a great cost for his son, for all people. Consider the sins of the Israelites for which God lays charges: falsehood, licentiousness, murder, robbery, oppression, spiritual adultery with idols while making a sham of the worship of Jehovah. He describes them as a cake not turned or half-baked, like a silly dove, like a deceitful bow, a vessel wherein there is no pleasure, or just as a wild ass. To use the current vernacular, God is really ticked. And we are told that in Christ our sins are forgiven, a comfortable and easily acceptable proposition. But we must understand God's attitude towards sin. He says in Romans 6:23, quote, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord," end quote. God tries to show Israel through Hosea that knowledge always carries responsibility. See 2 Peter 2:21, quote, "For if, after having escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. The last state has become worse for them than the first. For it had been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than after knowing it, turned back from the holy commandment delivered to them. End quote. One puts their soul in jeopardy to treat God's grace casually. Chapter 14, Hosea, is one of the great chapters of the Bible for backsliders. Hosea 14:4, and I quote, "I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them. I will like them to dew of Israel. He shall blossom like a lily. He shall take root like the trees of Lebanon." End quote. We can never understand God's choices. He chooses the weak things of the world to confound the things that seem enormously powerful. Whenever anyone loves God, it's because God loved him first. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Blessings, and may you experience the peace of God today and forever.